2 days ago. Anyway, he asked me what time to do this time.
No.
Was it the questions and answers, or just the last time, the snippets at the end of the Amma was safer? He said, no, we'll do the Amma. He said, fine. After I hung up, I thought what I told him. The Amma is not questions and answers. The Amma published the whole Sefer, admittedly, in response to a question, to a request made of it. The question had to do with it was questions. However, what translates the term Ritter Nebuchim, some people translate a guide for the perplexed, which means that the Amma himself is not one of the perplexed, not even one of their group, not even as a guide, but it's a guide for them. But God of the perplexed, which would mean in some level or another, you self-image also that of someone who's a bit of a perplexed. But not everything that I wrote is for people who are perplexed. And one of the issues which comes up, of course, relationship to Baron Bukhim and Mishnah Torah, was that this particular issue, the Mishnah Torah presumably means for people who are not fundamentally perplexed. Nevertheless, even when there's that perplexity, and I'm Bukha, not the spiritual Ruchim Bar Siyarim Amidbar, the need for some guidance and direction, and the responsibility which the Amma feels as a mechanic, person who's involved not only in codifying halacha, but in explaining its direction, its depth. All that he felt, even writing for people who were part of the convinced. Sorry. At this rate, by the time you get back, it's going to be all the way down. Okay, we should. That's possibly that I felt very, very keenly. It's a responsibility which every material should feel. And part of the mitzvah, to get to what we'll talk about later on, the mitzvah of Hafsa Shulman Kekha, so Sufri talks about how to retain the Ava. And there are two general directions which are positive. One is to do our person at an interpersonal level, say, so to speak, his relationship to the Vesh Shulman, how he molds himself, and most of the relationship to the extent it's up to him. That's one kind of Ahava. Very, very personal, very self-centered, and as we'll see in a moment, but I must say the last paragraph of Chuvah, that's the dominant theme of Ahava. But Sifri also has another formulation that one should be Ma'ahi, the Rebbeshe, and Abrius, as had been done by Avraham Avinu. And that, of course, presents a totally different scene. It's not an interpersonal issue to an individual, the Ben Shalom, which is very narrowly focused. And the Rabbi of the Elephant Gimel, as we'll see later on, the only thing he could compare it to is heterosexual love. Totally committed, but so narrowly based. On the other hand, I'm talking about Avraham Avinu, particularly in the Rambam's view of Avraham Avinu, a totally different ballgame. We learned, started to learn Sivvashis, we see Sivvashis now. We start with Avraham Avinu. With regard to Avraham Avinu's honesty, the Rambam and the Rabban are two very different views. both of an agreement, of course, that Tzibur, which was given to him, is to leave Choron and go back to the Bamidbar, Rosh Ha'arek. What kind of Arasi was that? At some point, it's clear from the Parshas that Choron begins to prosper. He has livestock, he has servants, he has property. I'm not understood. This is not just a kind of material prosperity, accumulated lifestyle, accumulated stock. If you're obviously successful, and that's the picture which I saw being painted in the Parshas, that success has to be given his life, his life's mission, a spiritual one. A spiritual one, since what's mentioned in the Parsha about the prosperity, it's part of the social scene. He meets kings and negotiates with them. He has a whole retinue and they follow him. And particularly, the description of Rambam towards the end of the first part of the service, Kovim, the huge success which he envisions for him. This is Amnon Yitzchak, Meribuah, Shemiribuah. Wherever he goes, thousands and larger than that flock to hear him. They're going to be convinced the kind of, the kind of evangelical mission to convince people to raise Hashem, etc. That's marvelous. But then you ask yourself, how much of that is based on Pesukim? How much of that is based on the Rambam's own intuitions and his instincts? Well, you try to think of that question right to the Rambam. The Rambam describes all the coming to us in soil as a wanderer. This is not the great master in control of his fate, his destiny, in control of his schedule, in command of every audience before which he appears. No. By a Torah is set away. That's the phrase that Rambam employs. Pithily, so antithetical to everything which the Rambam presented. That pasuk, of course, is the last pasuk. Time not here in Parakuvisas and Tilim. To eat, you can sell away the vacation of Zecha. Selvate doesn't call the shots. Selvate does not commit to anything. He's looking and searching and groping. He's not just a sheep. To be a sheep is itself already a certain description, both in our perception and that which we find in Tanakh. It's very simple. Being, they come to the Akedah, so what did you tell what to do? Or that simple creature, the Seh. But it's not enough for Zavin Abel to describe himself as a Seh. After the Rabban described Avraham Avinu as a Seh, he's Seh-Oveit. He's somehow lost. Oveit, not in the sense of patience for others, but he himself lost. Avraham Avinu in that sense. So I imagine Rabbi also understood that Avraham is driven by a sense of mission. But does the mission get off the ground? There's nothing that Rabbi to indicate that he thought so. But for the Rambam, when he describes Avraham's two successors, that becomes his life's goal. Beikasham, and the various ways of describing what the Kriya was, Beikasham Hashem, Hashem Kerolam, And where you have the typical after the shave or after the yikra, which is different here for the Yeromidas, all of that puts the responsibility, the quest for impinging, for molding, for shaping society, related to the world, all that is part of what Avraham is all about. Consequently, if you take two aspects of Avraham Avinu, on the one hand, Sifri Veyvar Abriyas, and on the other hand, Avraham's description of what actually happens on the ground in Avraham Avinu's lifetime, that sense of mission is part of Avraham Avinu's message. And that message to you and to me and to anybody who has a Baruch, anybody who can be Mechanim, anybody who can be a Rav, anybody who can somehow be a Barabbas in Shul, do something to Imayim from Shul Shemayim, not just to familiarize people with Shul Shemayim, but to engender the love of Shul Shemayim, the love and admiration, the commitment and involvement. That becomes a central motif. I mention this not only because accidentally we happen to be at the verge of reading Parshas Lech Lecha, but because it has to do, the suggestion I threw out over here has been to learn the concluding coda in Rama's perception in Sefer 41 of Mishnah Torah, the one which it's the call. The first day of Sefer HaMazor focuses upon the theme of Aved. And I suppose we need to try number one. Indeed, there are two models of Aved, the sense of Aved, interpersonal, quasi romantic, and the public social manifestation. Rambam talks about Abba, what is he talking about? Secondly, how crucial, how central is indeed the element of Abba in Rambam's world, where does it stand vis-a-vis other values, vis-a-vis Yireh, vis-a-vis Dveikus, the Psukim, both in Ekim and Vayeschanan, which summarize the gist of Avir Hashem, Avir Hashem one. Rahabar, Yirad, Tafkar, Labod. The Tav have a very special place there as opposed to everything else. And related to this, I presume it's going to help answer a certain question. We all, people your age certainly, but hopefully people my age too, have certain questions. By questions I don't mean problems in faith, problems in emunah, something like that too. But we still ask certain questions. When I talk about something which clashes what we believe and what to believe, what we accept, and what was part of our perception of the world. If you want to study a certain field, analyze a certain reality, you guys have other questions, whether it's dimension, whether it's character. You open a sugya, you want to know what is Hanoi. How do you find Hanoi? And what is the status of Hanoi, etc. And that, of course, we perceive as a value, again, not in the skeptical sense. We don't want to glorify skepticism. Every so often you come across a book which does that too. I'm not into that. However, when we've got skepticism, and also come up with regards infidelity, they should be regarded not as a value, but something problematic. But even Rabbi Hutzler used to say that because this is not an issue, it's a disease. That may be putting it too cutely, but certainly the term, what we understand in terms of raising questions, it has a positive and positive negative element to it. We had yeshiva last Friday night, which is called the Tishcha Tanim, night of the Shabbos possibilities. So we have it for the Anod Chasateh, some Rishis, etc. So naturally, the people do speak, and they speak, they say something about the Chasanim, and something, of course, something of praise. One of the people spoke to the Galapa, he said, one of the Chassanim Galapa said, a wonderful thing that Yishiv is, that they're coming to the Smedrash, and whenever you have a question, somebody new can answer it. Part of the response, I said, in Chazal, the measure of a Talmid Chacham, it's Shev Salam Chol Mokem. That described the two views of Chazal, the minimum or maximum view. I said, presumably, that's the measure of a Talmid Chacham, probably the measure of a Smedrash on Shev Kama. I said, it seemed to me another element to be borne in mind. Someone is Shev Salam Mokem, or a Smedrash, which there is someone there to answer any questions you have, it's a wonderful thing. But the measure of a Smedrash is partly, not necessarily, is there someone to answer every question. Either a Smedrash will want you to ask any question, and that has to show questions which are doubt, but questions which are an expression of interest, involvement, and commitment. There isn't a corner in the world of terror which a person feels alien to him. One doesn't put blinders to a certain age in his life and decides, well, he's learned the class of Sikhs, he learned Slabat Yadayi, he already learned. And a little bit has been added since then, said the Maya, a little bit touch of Kashi, he's already learned. And now, he's like, no, we've been seen at the Gemara, and he went and he asked, now he's learned Kalata Kula. Good Kalata Kula. What can he do next? What would be nice? Have you controlled all the tail of that yet? It's what to be learned. So the Smedrash in which a person, in which the climate is one, a positive inquiry, that's a big miler. And I form you to create a world within which all kinds of issues will be raised, and all of you had raised himself as he became committed at my mean. That's kind of what he wants to build around him. That's the kind of world which we, wherever we are, whether here or who stars, he wants to build as well. So, in a very meaningful sense, we're not confronted here by either questions and answers, or else Abba. So we'll give you these snippets at the end of each Sefer Rambam, the eye-openers, in terms of questions. One of the questions, of course, everyone has, is the question of priorities. We live not only, should live not only with a sense of what was good, was not good, was neutral. That's relatively easy. But we have beyond that sense a priority. life is too short to enable us to do all the things which we would like to do, which we think are worth doing, and which are meaningful to us. Too short for that. And therefore, one has to decide priorities, which have to do partly what's worth doing altogether, and if and among the things that are worth doing, how much, what's marginal, what's peripheral, what's central. And that's part of what Sefer Amada is all about. Particularly Chashuvah, but Chashuvah in the Rambam, not in the sense you did an Avera, and now you're facing with Chashuvah. It's with that the Rambam opens with Chashuvah. First of all, particularly the first part there, so we did an Avera, Be'aseh, Be'lotaseh, Be'misvada, Be'chuvah, etc. But later on, the second half of Be'chuvah, then the Rambam puts you in a position where you look upon yourself, what you can do potentially, what is worth doing potentially, and there you are in front of a mirror trying to see who are you, to what extent are you maximizing things that need to be done to be your priority, and if not, why not? How can you rectify that? And that's what the latter part of Chashuvah, that's the point we're all about. Let's look at the halacha, which we have in the Rambam, which concludes with that. Another Sfarim, the Rambam, in that concluding that coda that I mentioned, presents a certain Ashkofu, the extent to which that conclusion directly related to the theme of that sefer varies sometimes very closely, sometimes marginally. I'm at the end of Sefer Tara, so but what does he give you? An overview which does not tell you very much about the laws of Tara as such. We discussed in great detail previously. But that gives you a peshkofer, a metaphorical view of Tara. Mikveh is all a metaphor. Not Chas Shalom, some mosquito thing that you don't need to go to the mikveh. It's enough just to bathe in the pristine waters of truth. You have to go to the mikveh. But its value and significance is metaphorical. That's a relatively peripheral relationship. And then you ask for him, in which the coda is indeed the apex of the Bari Balochis, and it settles in your mind and your heart as such. We have the Rambam here, but to ask ourselves this question at two levels. Number one, to what extent is concluding halacha, to what extent is that related to the last parak, its immediate context? Or beyond that, not to the last parak, to what extent is related the whole quest for defining and denominating the world of Eretz Hashem. Now the focus of Ahava appears to have in two places. I don't mean that's the focus of Ahava, I don't mean places where it's mentioned. I mean places where it's center stage. One is the Vira Mishnatir, which is said that at the Rama Pak Aleph, just the Vishnu to speak to our audience, described in a limited manner as it can be described in Ben Shalom. Then he says, Akeh Nikbed Benoah Azeh, מצווה לעבר לראות אותו שמה בפרד השם עקיך ועובד שם להיות תירה נטור זה לגוב ארטיבידוס and it's to great extent has to do with contemplating the world which was created. It's partly what medium times call the argument of design, partly the other kinds of arguments. That's what it's all about. There's no context here of chet, of struggle, of how does a person get out of the morass within which he lives and build for himself a world with principles, with meaning, with value. Now, I'm talking about one thing, what you always know about Shlomo. Go him and you're yourself. There's no attempt to classify people. How's Avenue developed? One level, another level, none of that. It's almost a dismembered analysis and portrayal, portrait of Avad, such as Yira. That's number one. And this is very much in contrast with what we find at the end of the Shiva, the second part of the Rambam, the second major place, where the Rambam speaks of Avad. Very specifically, placing it within a psychological, sociological context, talking not about some abstraction. Okay, like a Torah, you know, that's something which can be said at the level of abstraction. You're not confronting a particular individual. You address yourself to a particular group. You're discussing the relationship between one value and another value. You're a shuva, which is a different context. So you said that Torah, shuva deals with real people, real individuals, real groups, who strive and struggle build themselves as material, to build themselves as Be'adam. And within that context of that struggle, aim for the pinnacle, but most of those aim for the pinnacle don't make it. How many people made it to the top of Mount Everest? But the context itself is important. So this is why, to some extent, your life is lived, we have to decide, Ava, Yira, etc., etc. And there's of course another distinction between what's in the end of Sefer Mada and what's the beginning of Sefer Mada. There's numerous applications. You really see that Torah. There the Rambam speaks for there being such a mitzvah. The other tell you, is it hard, is it easy? If many people succeeded, or a few people, that's not what he talks about. Just what you know, there's a mitzvah. And it doesn't mean to take that of meaning. Mitzvah Abba, mitzvah Yira. Because Shuvah, Tan doesn't talk about a mitzvah within the world of Tayyab mitzvah. Here, Pahyud now speaks of the input and the impact and the motivation of Ava and Dura separately and jointly with regard to the whole of Tayyab Hashem. Not is there a mitzvah as the mitzvah of Paraduba, the mitzvah of Ava. We're talking here about an ingredient which generates, which impels the whole world of human mitzvahs. It's a bit me'ava, out of love, grounded upon love. Now, first of all, if that's the case, then we can speak from the isolated mitzvah among the Tayyag, but it's something which pervades, suffuses the whole scene. And then we can get some sense also of where I stand versus all the others. I'm not very used. First starts with Abba Meir, says in very sharp and known certain terms that Avodah Abba spirit of Avodah Meir, which you have across a number of places, and then goes on to describe some sense. Who is Zecher to engage in Ava and Yira? Or to engage in Ava and Me'ava? First of all, Me'ira. The whole of this parable, as the apex of Sefer Mada, is geared to one thing. To see to it that you can't be survived, of course, but that mitzvah, that love of which you attain, becomes central ingredient of the whole of your spiritual personality, the whole of your position. And that be the case, Rambam sees a problem. We're dealing with a single mitzvah, so we have to have time for it. So we'll search the fabric of your life, depending on your circumstances. You allocate psychologically or practically, you allocate a certain time span to somebody's daven X number of hours a day. Take the meaning X number of hours a day. You to the Shefer, likewise. Dealing with Me'av and Me'ira, it doesn't have its time span. It's something which needs to impregnate the whole of yourself, the whole of Yavetz Hashem, and its impact will be different in some cases as opposed to other cases, both differentiating between individual and differentiating between areas of the Avodas Hashem, but it needs to be done. So as I'm saying, the way you do a Bahu, Shein Ava, in any of the Kadosh Baruch Hu Nikshad, but the top Kadosh Adam as is Yeba Baya Tabi Ka'ui V'yazov Kama Sheba Olam Chutz Mimena Kho Shetziva Kama Bechol Bafra Kodosh Shecha Ino Heiv הקדוש ברוך הוא בדעת שדעתו, בפי הדעת היא האהבה, אימת ועד ומרבה הרבה. לפי כך, צריך האדם לייחד עצמו, להביא ולהזכיר בחוכמות ותכונות עמודים את כולו, לפי הכוח שיש באדם, כמו שבאנו ככל יסודי התורה. זה באמת עשרים כמה רביעה. זה ממהציר, number one, a factual statement, number two, a corollary, inferential derivative. Rav says that want to know the Menschleilem, to love the Menschleilem, there must be a total relationship. You have to leave everything else, it can be selfless. Now this opens up two kinds of questions. One question is the internal of the Adama himself. See this text as opposed to other texts of the Rambam. And number two, not confronting the world with this Rambam, or that confronting one halakha of the formation of the Rambam, but rather confronting the reality of life, the world with which Moshe has put us. And there, try somehow to work out the relationship between Ahava and these other elements within which we have been placed and challenged. If we ask, understand vis-a-vis other things. Briefly, stressed with two elements. First, the only halacha, the halacha gimel. After the first halacha of the parak, has spoken of the priority of Avraham Avinu as opposed to the Avraham Avinu. And after he had said that charged with Avraham Avinu. So then Halacha Gimel said the Ahava Aruya, Ushiram Hashem Ahava Gdola, זה היה מה ששאהב את השם אהבה גדולה ועזב עד מאוד עד שתהיה שאין דעתו שיהיה צאת אישה, שיהיה שזה יעשו תשובה בעבוד השם, ונמצא שוגע בתמיד, כאילו חולה חולי אהבה, שאין דעתו, מלאה ואותה אהבת את האישה, הוא שוגע בתמיד, במשיבתו במקומו, במשה שהוא אוכל ושוטה, יתר מזה, תהיה אהבת השם, כל עובדיו, דיבה ו... ותמיד, חוששים ומשל לגן זה. I'm described over here, as I said before, he's totally committed and monochromatic love. This is very different very much with what I'm supposed to end. What I'm telling you here in Ach Gimel is that the level of Ava, in terms of both its scope and its intensity, is something which encompasses the individual totally. And here there's no mention made other areas of life, other values, and one's confrontation with them. The simple statement is, one to live his name is Hashem, it requires something which is total commitment. Without getting us involved in the question of where, if anywhere, is there anything else fitted. Towards the end, Ram has gotten away from this very elitist kind of perception and comes back to speak to us in tones of Sefer HaMada as individuals. We need to strive in life and develop sense of priorities and therefore need guidance and direction. Now, in order to do that, of course, it needs two things. One needs the factual information. How much weight does a particular phenomenon have? Secondly, having the information, what is the significance of that within the context of both of Eretz Hashem? Now, let's assume for a moment that a scale of 1 to 100, Ava checks in at 80 and you're at 60. And it's okay. Obviously, Ava is more important than you. But the second does not flow from the first. The fact that you decided that to give a certain number of points, so to speak, to one phenomenon, does not in and of itself tell you where it stands, where you stand in another phenomenon. Let's say it's a quantitative question, a qualitative one as well, and all that needs to take consideration. Here we come, of course, to the central question of this Rambam. I guess we'll leave this for next time. Rambam's assertion that if you want to attain Ava, is a price, an exceedingly high price. And the price which certainly occurs does not appear to be required. I would say two kinds of occurrence. So you may give Vashem Yashem Eita, Meimach, who is Vashem, one from you, on A, B, C, D. And that, in effect, turns out to be two-headed. One part of the speech will return to general values. That's the first pasuk over there. Rav Hashem Girah, etc. The next pasuk says, "Yishmeru chukav v'mitzvotav shekim tzachachim tzachai yom." You get involved in the details of the word of Allah. That's true. There's another message. You have to strive for this general relationship of Eshleilav, and you have to strive to observe Allah. The presumption is that the two are interrelated. If you live a life of Allah, you're going to inculcate these values. And conversely, if you get values, you live a life of Allah. So they can be related, but logically speaking, not necessarily so. Now, previously, Elul Giva described the kind of Giva we were talking about in Tereshi previously. A strange phenomenon is talking on the Rambam, which then needs to be raised for the other scripture of Allah. At one point, the Rambam says in Halach Aleph that this Madrege of Avedi Me'Abe a very special one. Most people don't know that she was bold. Better so we mean that we all want to be that. So what do we want? Someone's David we have. So this is not my very mira. Anyway, I want to share with the Hazar. Here Ram tells you that Avedi Me'Abe is a Shemad Rege. Most Nevi'im, most Chachamim don't attend it. Not to speak of those who are of inferior status, certainly not. That's the law, it comes back to the seed of Avedi Me'Abe. He tells you, describing again what Avedi was all about, the Rambam says in his description, Malazim alagdoa shein tochachanu tzorkela. wie weit der Ram Avinu שכבר יש בכל עבור כפי שאול דבת אל מהאהבה בלי זה פיבי עוזייפה ואני גאו זאת to say at this level she tells me just a little before אהבה נראה אם נביאים חכם ידעו לתנת And he said, all of a sudden, this is a mitzvah which we're requiring. Now this question arises. Here you yourself tell us that it's something which is attained by very few people. But Vim, Chavim, don't necessarily attain it. Did it even say that something which every person, every Jew, every Jewish, the Chuyuv to be Chaim? So the science, exoteric, esoteric, elitist to democratic. And the answer is clear, and it anticipates for us somewhat going to the last halacha. Terms of direction. Everyone's a chuyra, try to take avir. That's the goal, that's the ideal. You listen to speaking, you look around you, you look at yourself, and you ask, is it something the ordinary person is accomplishing? Do you enter the shul, go to the marketplace, go to the supermarket, and you see people engaged in one sort of Avodas Hashem. Can you assume the great majority of them are all involved in Avodas Hashem? Of course not. But are they freed from the need to seek Avodas Hashem? They're not free. You need to search in that direction. Know full well that it's giving you a description of the kind of life that you ought to be leading, even though he knows it's not going to be everybody's going to do it. And all of this is what goes on to happen in the first five halachas. Towards the very end, so here he moves from the normative mode to the factual mode. He says it's clear that only if you leave everything else to find yourself in Avodas Hashem, narrowly speaking, only then will you retain knowledge of the Ben Shalom or love of the Ben Shalom. Now here, then we need to draw attention to a particular point. The broader theme of this inclusion of the Rambam has to do with worldliness. To what extent are you involved in the world, outside the world? It's a kind of asceticism, or not necessarily straight asceticism. Asceticism per se, something which the divine dynasty is too huge with regard to them. Should a person try to bury the rich later, Mount Mavitaneers, should he dress sackcloth, pass about Techa Valstishta, Valstishta, Mount Mavitaneers, or do you assume that this is not necessary? But worse than having necessary is a distraction. Undermines the Avodas Hashem. Today's done is more than $3. Rambam, I give you those days, a crucial parallel in Sefer Avor, in Sefer Mazor. His opposition is clear, both here and Sefer Mitzvahs. describes the mystic sin in sackcloth. In those days, Shem Yivar Adam ריד בצרב המצווה והכבוד חייצי בהם דחאי לפרד במצווה שמיישתנס ולדיר נספים גם שגבזו דחאי Surah Hidba doesn't describe detail of what is only been about this. But we institute the two elements. There's an ascetic kind, there's a sensual kind of asceticism. Sit, icy water, dress yourself. It was a cultural manner, etc., etc. But there's also a kind of ideological asceticism which has a totally different character. One of the style of Wordsworth titled The World is Too Much With Us. Now, Wordsworth advocates the contested sonnet. It's not leading a life which is painful. I believe it's said to be a masochism. No. It's a question of our mindset. What we do, now how do we do it? With pain or with joy? What do we do? To what extent are we caught in the web of the kind of appeal meaning the world is too much for us. The world is too much with us. The end of the world is good or it's bad. Maybe good, bad world is good. But even if it's good, how much? Now here, in a sense, trying to minimize engaging with the world, seeing into it, this is something I'm very much the advocate. Now, instead, I said before about someone like Avinu who can take position in the broader world, still it remains for the Rambam a degree of isolation. When James, in his Jewish experience, speaks of two approaches, those who the world reject the world accepting. How do you like this world? There's a third option, one which rich philosophers, like M.C. Rabin was employed, says another option. Neither rejecting nor accepting, but purifying. I don't know if I've read C.A. Rabin, but this, of course, is the position of takes all his writings. Not to get away from the world, but find it, to impregnate it, to move the spiritual reality. This area of social about social relationship did to some extent have ascetic streaks. Towards the end of the fourth, like I believe, maybe the fifth. In other words, Rabbi says there you ought to engage in ordinary discourse and conversation unless it has a clearly focused and deserving goal. Do we live by that? Do we aspire to that? Do we still, we can live by that? There it is. There's one example. Take another, you know, the Rambam. Okay, two examples. One is the Rambam, the Zenith speaker of Yevon, with Rambam speaks a very faithful relation that it's possible, it's not only but ordinary people as well, to be included in the kind of spiritual shaved lady. So he describes the qualities of this shaved lady, what kind of personality, what's the lifestyle you have to have in order to include that category. Sometimes on the civil paper. Who's the other one? Where's the one we before here? מה שזה בלבד, על כל אדם, כל איש, אישה, כל באי עולם שאומרים על דבר איתו יום הדאוב זה לשבות של השם שאולי סיכו Here the Rambam formulates better yet than what this person does, he leaves everything else. That's a real quality. Right? It's a question to which it's demanding. Elsewhere, the Rambam says, speaks of the Sion Nesita, that people who are the great spiritual people understand that nothing is worth fighting about. Another place that Abba speaks of this, the world is such, that's important, that's survival, that's a crucial, that's central. That's that there's a kind of withdrawal from the world, not to engage the other activity by doing it in a narcissistic, in a masochistic way, but simply reducing it to a minor role in terms of my thinking, in terms of my values, in terms of my emotions. That's really what the world is all about. Now, this is one point to be noted. And finally, that's just another time. Towards the end, we seem to describe the importance of the ideas of Mahmoud Rabbi. He speaks his own Baruya Dua, the only attendance of Madrid, which is spoken previously, if you read anything else. He announced his totality of commitment and involvement, which so before, which involves a rejection of the world and participation in a distributed way. That's another question over here. But it raises an obvious question. In Abba's Mishnah Torah, 14th Sforim, detailed the earth level. How you ought to live in terms of your motivation, in terms of your lifestyle, in terms of priorities and values, etc. He tells you over here what maybe the rich man, Badisha, get away from everything else, leave it all behind you, leave your wife and your children, leave everything. Commit yourself only to this. I don't imagine that Rambam is presenting this as the optimal model for the ordinary individual. The ordinary individual lives a life which involves participation in all social areas of life. But that character, that life is totality, needs to be one which suffused with Abbas Hashem. And that's the motive of it. And in addition to that, setting the character that's motivated with the position, centrality which one assigns to Abba as such. Alright, that we can understand. What is somewhat novel, surprising to Rambam, is one point. And it describes this kind of asceticism, the world is too much with us. It says, mm-hmm. factually speaking, how would the level of Ava be determined? Idea. This is very surprising, for simple reason. The interest I don't enjoy is the general world of philosophic study, etc., is one which likes to peg him within the broader world of the Hashem, which includes non-Jews as well. I'm saying it's true, it's a very ascetic, that anyone who is committed to Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of the basis of Avraham Avinu. In that context, anyone who answers to this criteria will define the name of Hashem as such. But if we have a situation whereby this person's life is very built, structured, and developed, now it's a question of living it in conjunction with the basis of those values, that's to be primary. What's the ultimate aim? To be naive or something different? Instead of saying some joys in the general world, it's one of a kind of a Greek philosopher that's stuck in the world of Jewish philosophy. This is an erroneous presentation based on only partial texts. But there is a point which needs to be made over here in exactly the opposite direction. We say that Das would define Ava, and Das would save our mind is all about. Are there any practical implications to this? I suppose that the most common and most obvious point is someone says, you know why Das is important? Because Ava is better than Das. The degree of Ava to do going to attain, that's a function of the degree of Das that you input, because Das is the channel, the avenue, the prism through which you arrive at the visibility. Unlike the general perception that the Rambam is a rationalist among all the lovers, he had the impression to raise precisely the reserves. Now it seems to justify the need to devote time and effort to Ava, to Das, because Das will determine within the contours of the nature and the scope of your Ava. And Ava is all important. This needs to give us all to his work. I would stop up here. New Year's number one to clarify, to systematize a bit more the spectrum of all the different factors of human life, Avedis Hashem, within the Rambam. It has to do with the general theoretical formulations, and also the very specifically focused aim of text, try to see how the Rambam understood life of asceticism, physical terms he was rejected, in career terms, work, etc. The Rambam seems to assume that there is room for some kind of asceticism, passing off all kinds of options, and then focus by one of Hashem. That places Ava at the very epicenter good Rabbeinu. This issue was ultimately versus duties to Eved Hashem or Yedei Hashem. There's no question in other places that it focuses upon Leidas Hashem. The very beginning, say so don't just so don't I would have thought if you died that Hashem like that she should be soon shown etc. later on Sefer's Prayer. Get about there. So to say, this is the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Here is a piece of this guy who was in the winter, towards the Leda. And a better place without speaking this way. But Ruchu says that, second, third, parak, first, clearly, that which is first unique to Sobel Kim is Das. And here, the place is very different. Das is critically important, but prayer was instrumentally that which enables you to attain Ava. Does this both in the general world and our world have different views? The cognitive view on one end, which is the creation world, the evil world was represented by Aquinas, and the cognitive, that which has to do with emotional values, standing over against that different. Is our Abuna deeply rooted in our world? We don't need to choose between Abba and Yidhira. So we don't need to choose the two senses. There's a mitzvah of Yidhira Sashem, first part of and another mitzvah of Abba and Yidhira. So each of these occupies a certain position. That's something to take into consideration. Trying to understand the relationship between the conclusion of the Shiva and it came earlier in that parak and earlier in Sefer Mother altogether. More than up until then, for what this session to be the next time, we'll give these issues much today and trying to refine the qualities and the experiences and the priorities which we've done today we're going to finish next time. What is focus today is that match one is the next.
We'll sit down with the calendar after the beginning of Kislev. Rebbe's going to be in Eretz Yisrael.